This is Dave Gloetz. Welcome to another in my series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky, who writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader, and who, along with Nikki the dog, is here with me today. What's shaking, brother Ben?
Not much.
Today we're talking about your article that appears in the Reader on February 2nd, 2012, Groundhog Day. In the print version of the Reader, the article is titled, "With Library Cuts, Emanuel Turns the Page Backward." And in the online version, it's titled, "The Pen is Mightier Than the Sword." In this article, you talk about the state of the Chicago Public Library system in terms of the tenure and the resignation of Commissioner Mary Dempsey, who left after 17 or 18 years as the commissioner and who's married to prominent Chicago trial lawyer Philip Corboy. Who some might call it clouded Chicago trial lawyer Philip Corboy. We'll come back to that. Ben, I asked one of my local librarians how she feels about the libraries being closed on Mondays, which was the mayor's original proposal, which she has since backed off from somewhat. And she looked at me over her glasses and said, "How would you like to work 6 days a week?" From your article, I infer that the requirement that librarians work 6 days a week comes from staff layoffs. Has that level of layoffs actually happened, or is it merely proposed at this point?
Well, first of all, Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Mayor Daley, between the two of them, have been firing the pages. Those are the people who put the books away. They're pretty much the lowest paid employees in the library system that I know of. As a result, librarians are doing the responsibilities that the pages did. In addition, it's not so much that they're firing or laying off librarians. They're not replacing those who retire or move on. So there's that
attrition.
Correct. So they're depleting the ranks that way. And at the same time, they've opened, how many was it? 40-something branches over the last 15 or so years. So there's a need for more librarians just to fill the spots in the new branches. So they're spreading themselves thin. So overall, what we've seen in the last, definitely the last 5 years, is a sort of a starving of library resources in the name of saving money. And my big argument that is this is not a prudent investment of city tax dollars, which I continue to pay more and more. Just nobody really in a position of power in this current administration cares about public libraries.
Walter Cronkite said, "Whatever the cost of our libraries, the price is cheap compared to that of an ignorant nation."
Wow, that's a good quote.
I got it from Mary Dempsey.
So anyway, here we are. We're retreating on our public library system. It's a pretty pathetic statement about both the leadership in the city of Chicago and the people of the city of Chicago that they would tolerate it.
Looking at how much of the budget that this represents and, you know, what exactly the city is saving by cutting the libraries, in 2011, the operating budget for Chicago Public Libraries was roughly $90 million, which increased slightly over 2010. And then this year, it's around $82 million. Does that sound right?
Sounds about right.
And that's in the context of a city budget of roughly $8 billion.
That's the point I wanted to make, yes. My point is, I've taken a look at the library budget, Dave, and I've come to the conclusion that, like so many other budgets in the city, it's this games being played. It's not clear at all whether dollars that are being allocated to the library are actually being spent on library services, much the same way we discuss with the water sewer tax. There's various funds. So I've come to the conclusion that we as a citizenry must view every nickel we pay to Chicago government as money going into a common pot. And so it doesn't really matter. We've learned this from the TIFs, obviously. It doesn't really matter if the city is telling us that a certain portion is going to the libraries or not. It could be going anywhere. So I think your point's very well taken. If you take a look at that $8 billion number and figure out the $2 million saving that I think Rahm Emanuel is claiming, it's absolutely minuscule. So clearly the issue is not one of finances at all. I really don't know what is motivating Rahm Emanuel to cut libraries while he's adding to the time that children are supposed to spend in the classroom, over the protest, by the way, of many parents and schools throughout the city. It's clearly a case where the mayor got something in his mind, in one case, add time to the school day, whether it made sense or not, and in the other case, cut the budget, whether it made sense or not. And now he's trying to backtrack out of the political embarrassment, the PR disaster in a way that he saves face, but not in a way that really helps us in any measurable way in terms of library service or school service.
Which begs the question, why pick on libraries if the amount of cut is so minuscule? What's the underlying motivation? Why choose that one? And it seems to me that you would say that one of his criteria for picking libraries is there's a mechanism there for helping to disempower a prominent union.
You can never minimize the bizarre antagonism that Mayor Emanuel has toward unions, which I can't quite understand. You've got to be Freud to figure that one out. But he's joining forces with sort of like the right wing of the Republican Party on this one. I don't even know if he's with the Romney wing of the Republican Party. But yeah, he's sort of becoming, he's like a mini Republican for whatever reason. I'm not quite sure why. It doesn't really work into the Democrats' best interest. It certainly doesn't work into the best interest of public employees. I also don't think it works in the public's interest. I think the public's best served by a unionized workforce. I know there are people out there who disagree with me. So why he has this thing for unions, I don't know. I think it's probably just he likes to establish that he's the man and can kick people around. Also, it's very popular with people who give him campaign contributions. The Millionaires Club, we wrote about that group before, who for their own reasons are against unions.
Let me explore that for a moment. Some might argue that if Mary Dempsey had not been as competent a library commissioner as many portray her as being, she still, under Mayor Richard M. Daley, might have continued as library commissioner because her husband, Philip Corboy, has lots of clout as a trial lawyer. Whereas under Mayor Emanuel, that clout doesn't seem to exist. So I'm hypothesizing that not all clout is created equal. In other words, that trial lawyer clout under Mayor Daley has no clout under Emanuel. Maybe if Corboy was a financial services guy, then, you know, her clout would still exist.
Yes, your point's very well taken. Philip Corboy is sort of an old school Democratic Party supporter. He's emblematic of the kinds of powerful people who were in the Democratic Party under old man Mayor Daley and the son, Baby Daley, as we so fondly call him. And yes, that's a very good point. I hadn't thought about that a financial service person might have more clout than a trial lawyer. I'm trying to think of any trial lawyers who are well represented in Rahm Emanuel's pantheon of pals. I can't think of any at the moment. I'm sure there must be one or two somewhere, but I recognize, and I have to recognize, that Mary loves libraries, believes in libraries, big First Amendment advocate, promotes books, promotes readings. There's nobody even vaguely like her in the Emanuel administration. There's nobody in the Emanuel administration who promotes libraries, reading, books. I don't even think they read in the Rahm Emanuel administration.
They read Twitter.
They read Twitter. They tweet. Yes. They show no understanding of the role a librarian plays in helping a citizen learn something or find information or become smarter.
You think they want us smarter?
No, obviously.
Remember what Walter Cronkite.
Yes, they don't want us smarter. But Mary Dempsey, when she came in, she expressed an appreciation as sort of like a working class girl or a middle class girl of how important libraries are for the sons and the daughters of working class people and middle class people to obtain the education they need to move ahead in life. And I get the feeling with the Emanuel administration that they don't have a clue. They just work from the assumption that everybody is going to get their books from Amazon and going to go read their books at Starbucks and then tweet about them. Or they don't even read at all. And I hope the public keeps the pressure on Emanuel so, you know, he adds resources to the libraries. I got an email today from the mayor's office, a press release saying that they're going to open the libraries on Mondays. Remember, they closed the libraries on Monday. Well, we should have the libraries open 7 days a week. I don't know why they're closed Sundays. We have money for the G8. NATO spectacle that's coming up this May. God help us all. Why can't we have money for Sunday library service?
Well, as we often do, we'll close on that disheartening note.
I know. I wish I could be. Can I get a joke for you?
Some other time. Yes. That's all we have time for today. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, sir.
If you'd like to hear more of my interviews with Ben, you could go to MrRadio.org. where you can find interviews going back to the previous decade. And if you would like to not miss a single interview, you can find instructions at MrRadio.org on how to subscribe to our podcast, or go to iTunes and search for Ben Jarofsky, or for me, Dave Glowatz. Thanks for listening.